Hi, I'm writer Kyle Higgins, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic reading crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, IDW, Boom Studios, Xenoscope, and more, we have everything you want to read right here. Transformers comics? Yeah, we cover that. He-Man? Yeah, sure. DC superheroes like Batman, Batgirl, Nightwing, and Batman Beyond? Yep, we have those too. How about TMNT from IDW and I Hate Fairyland from Image Comics? Yeah, we have all that here. Plus, so much more. It's all inside the pullback here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So without any further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we are reading right now here inside the pullback.
Hey, I'm Kyle Higgins, writer of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and you're listening to Mighty Morphin March here inside the pullback.
Thank you once again, Kyle Higgins, for the new intro for Mighty Morphin March. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And as if you didn't know, folks, this is The Pullbag, the GCRN's first ever comic book review podcast. And we are continuing on in Mighty Morphin March with Volume 2 of Boom Studios' Mighty Morphin Power Rangers ongoing. So we said last time that we could not wait to read more of this, and wow. Just wow. So good. Before we get too far into it, creative is done by written for this is Kyle Higgins, illustrated by Tony Silas on Chapter 5, and then Henry Prasetta on Chapters 6 through 8. Colors are done by Brian Valenza on Chapter 5, and Matt Herms on Chapters 6 through 8. Letters done by Ed Dukeshire. So, what were you thinking when we started this one here? Because,
I wasn't sure where it was going, to be honest.
Yeah.
After reading the next volume, I get where it's all going now, but yeah, I had no idea what was going on, who the villain is, like, just really anything. I mean, although everybody being captured more or less. Having, you know, all the power shut down.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, I was like, okay, how are they going to do this? And then, like, when I saw, you know, the finale of the issue, I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not sure. I knew they were in a foreign country. I did not know where they were when this started, until obviously it's revealed they're in Italy, kind of a thing. But what I love about this is Kyle took Rita and her scheming to a whole new level with her trying to exploit Zack and have Zack become the Green Ranger. Like, trying to take one of their own and turn on them, kind of a thing. I thought that was super, super cool.
And then it epic fail.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, Zack is, you know, too loyal to his friends, and this obviously has Rita realizing, hey, we need someone new, someone that isn't loyal to them. But I mean, just the idea of the Black Ranger becoming the evil Green Ranger, that was just really cool in my mind.
Definitely.
I love how the story overall goes through and does what it's supposed to do, but it also gives us, like, varying glimpses of each of the characters. Like, I mean, that this first part of the trade is all about Zack, and through the story, will he or won't he? Obviously he won't join Rita. And then the next part of it is, you know, kind of them fighting the Black Dragon, and this epic battle that ends up having, you know, them be depowered, and there's no more Morphin Grid, and the whole argument between Zack and Tommy, because Zack still doesn't trust Tommy, even though Tommy has no idea about, you know, the Black Dragon. What I love about, especially in trade, I don't know about single, I did not like I said last episode, I did not buy the series single issue from month to month or however it came out. I specifically wanted to wait for the trade so I could get the whole story. And how they cliffhanger each of these issues, even in last week's episode, the cliffhangers are done so well. You know, Billy's missing, they're depowered, or he got captured, the Black Dragon took him. And, you know, I just absolutely love how they do that. I love how, you know, Billy's in the Dark Dimension with Goldar, and, you know, we already knew that Goldar had failed Rita, and that's why he's locked up there. That doesn't mean that he can't still control his own domain, which is the Dark Dimension, so very cool. So Rita and the Black Dragon eventually have control of the Zords. I think it's cool to see the Tyrannosaurus Rex Zord next to the Eiffel Tower. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. that was super cool. And then, you know, the rest of the part of the issue here is the story of, you know, Jason and Tommy taking the Dragon Zord to the moon. I always knew the Zords were, you know,
flight capable.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, of course they are, kind of a thing. Again, character development, you know, character, little questioning moments, like with Trini and Zach, in between the action of Jason and Tommy on the moon. It's little things like that that make this series and this whole... I said it last week, I'll say it for the next 2 weeks. This is the Power Rangers story, or the way that we have deserved for so long. Yes, the show is what the show is. The show was what the show was. And each new incarnation has new characters and new this, new that. But this is something that is a whole new and different story with the characters we grew up with. And it's a compelling, interesting story that you just can't put down.
Oh, yeah. It's so polarizingly different from anything we saw on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That it just, it's crazy, to be honest.
Yeah. Yep. So as we go through this last part of the trade, we have, you know, Alpha being destroyed, supposedly. We have the Black Dragon doing his thing and basically breaking the power coins and using Billy's Morpher and all of that. You have more of the Tommy and Zach stuff. And you have them because the rest of them are cut off from the... This is what's interesting to me. The rest of them are cut off from the Morphin Grid. Tommy isn't. Because Tommy's powers are accessed...
Don't come from it.
Yeah, well, they come from it, but they don't come from the same part as the main power. Because obviously...
His are indirect.
Yeah. And they, you know, come up with a way to then... you know, split his powers amongst all of them, which means basically he's going to be depowered. But I mean, leaving this trade off with all of them becoming green, okay, that's that's very interesting. I'm loving the story. I'm loving where it's going. I love that I don't have to necessarily, you know, pick and choose and try to figure out where it's going, that I can just read it and really enjoy where it's going. So, very, very, very cool. You know, we also have the cover gallery at the back. We do have the Adventures of Bulk and Skull, but as we said last week, I've tried rereading these, and the writing is okay. The art is great, but they're just too kiddified for me.
Yeah, I didn't get into that whatsoever. I had to skip past it.
Yeah. So we get to the cover gallery. We have an awesome cover of Lord Zedd done by Greg Smallwood for issue 5. It was an issue 5 villain variant. Very, very cool. We have a cool one of Goldar, who was done by Benjamin Dewey for issue 7 variant, villain variant. I love the Finster one. That's just funny. So yeah, I mean, volume 2, I know this is a short episode here, folks, but volume 2, the story is moving along, and as I said last time, the way these read, the way Kyle writes them, and the way the art is, they read so fast.
Like, oh yeah, and it's it almost doesn't seem like it goes as long as it does.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a testament to the story itself, because if it took a long time, I probably wouldn't read it. So it doesn't feel like a chore to read it, which is always a bonus in my book. And it's interesting because like Mike said, it's kind of new ground that's being tread. We're not playing the same game that's been done before. It was really interesting seeing the Rangers change into the green suit, despite still technically using their same powers, although just they're green instead.
Yeah, it was a way for them to access the grid so they could have their powers, except because they were going through, you know, Tommy's powers, they all turned green. So they're all different hey, look, it's Kermit the Frog into the Frogverse. Oh god, I absolutely love it. It's hilarious. Prisetta's art, even I remember when I first read this, not this time but the first time, I'm like, ooh, Tony Silas, I know that guy. I like that guy's art. I can't wait to see what he does. And issue 5 was really, really cool. As much as I'm not a fan of them doing multiple artists on multiple books, like, within the same arc, like, I want a story arc to start with the same artist and end with the same artist. I thought it was fine. I thought it really worked. The first time around, I almost didn't catch the difference in art, but because it's so streamlined. But it really, that shot of his with the Megazord, with the sword, oh, so good.
Yep.
So, what would you give volume to 0 to 5?
I would give it probably a 4, just because it a lot goes on, but it it sets up a lot, but it really gets the payoff in the next one, and so I feel that that's kind of where we need to be.
Mm-hmm. For me, I will also give it a 4. There were moments where I understand why Zach feels the way Zach feels, because Tommy, again, betrayed them, was originally evil, this, that, and the other thing, everything else, but there were a couple of times where the whole Tommy and Zach thing I felt was a little bit, not too long, but just, it took them a little bit too much time for me, for Trini and the rest of them to just say, hey, can't we all just get along, kind of a thing. It's not saying anything against Kyle's writing. It's just me feeling that way about how the story played out. I still think the story played out amazingly. And again, you know, all these artists that do the covers, oh, I just love, that's another reason why I love reading comics and trade, is because you get to the end of the trade, and sometimes, most of the time, any comic book series, they'll throw in the cover gallery from, you know, the various issues that are in the trade, and I absolutely love that. So 4 for me as well. Yeah, like you said, this is still very much set, like, volume 1 was it reintroducing us to the entire team and, you know, kind of setting up the story beginning, and then this is still more story set up, but it's continuing in a way that doesn't feel like, hey, we have to introduce you to this, or we have to do this, or it moves so well. I think that's going to do it. I know, like I said, short episode of the Pullbag, but as we said, this series just rolls on, and there's just so much as we continue forward. Anything you want to pimp out before we get out of here?
There's always an Altered Geek. Every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday.
Well, they're never on the other days. It's only Wednesdays and Fridays now. Mm-hmm. Until I run out of content on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter at TFGNMike. What is your Twitter?
At SCP21.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio, at The Pullbag, at Altered Geek on Twitter as well. Go to the website, geekcastradio.com. Check out this and all of our other episode content. And we will catch you next week, folks, when we'll probably be getting more in-depth as the story pretty much explodes in Volume 3. Make your greatest game into comics, and we will catch you next time.
Let the power protect you.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, @ThePullBag and @GeekCastRadio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.